Welcome to the Temple, the official Mind Factor podcast. I am Brian the Mind. I'm going to be your host this evening. Tonight, we have Holly J. Banks in the Temple. He's a writer, poet, artist extraordinaire. He's very close, at least to me, and I think I speak for the rest of the band. Very close to all of us, a good friend. He was along for the ride, for the journey, right from the beginning, very early, and he would come out to shows and he would chronicle what he saw, and he would write what he saw, and he would write poetry about what he saw. We would post it up, and I've got some links that I'm going to try to include here, so if you'd like to go see his writings, I'm also going to try to read some of his writings that he has. I think they're wonderful. I hope that I do them justice, and I don't let Holly down in what I try to portray with his art. Everybody, welcome Holly J. Banks to the Temple. Ridiculous. Like right before I called you, I went to I dropped my iPhone and smashed the screen up all bad.
Oh no shit.
Yeah, Joellen was actually making a comment just the other day about, you know, we've had our phones for over 2 years and it's amazing that nothing's happened to them.
Oh, all of a sudden it happens to Brian.
Yeah, I just dropped it and smashed it. Holly, how have you been, man? It's good to see you.
Brian, I love you, buddy. Long time no see, man. I really miss you, man.
Yeah.
I think about your pedal boards all the time, man.
Well, it's mutated into some kind of ridiculous space station thing now. It's
no shit, man. That's good with me.
It's finally good to see you, man. When we get together and have practices, we talk about you all the time. Like, when's Holly coming out? We can't wait to see Holly.
Look, I want to come out, man, but I got some problems right now, you know. So, man, I want to be there, though.
It's all good.
I'm glad you guys got back together.
It's a new opportunity for us, I think, which is, I didn't think we'd ever have.
Yeah.
So it's kind of,
yeah, you know, I tell you what, I think Phil Lenny fits right in, man.
Did Chuck play you the songs?
Yeah. The new one, Here Comes the Sun, but they got a new title for it now. I forgot it.
I think we're calling it Ascension.
Ascension, yes.
I'm really tickled with that song, man. Like,
yeah,
it really
beautiful.
Feels good. It was funny.
It's great.
It was funny, the before we called to do the podcast thing, I did a search because I remember you had the you had a blog. I can't remember if it was on our website or what, but I just did a Google search for Holly J. Banks, the Mayan Factor. And dude, somebody has some webpage, and I don't know where he's from. But it's like Andrei Savitev. I'm thinking he's Russian or something. Dude,
wow.
He has got all of your blogs posted up.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's all of them, but man, it's amazing. I'm going back. I was reading there's one that you wrote, the one where the moose had chopped his finger off. And he goes, don't eat any hamburger.
9 2/3. Yeah, I'll tell you. Well.
No,
I did them whenever, you know, I really felt moved to do them, man, like rehearsals or live appearances or whatever, man. You know, I just moved.
Holly J. Banks, June 3rd, 2004. The fellow sent 12 new songs off to be mastered, and 4 others are nearly ready. Ray has written some top-notch compositions, and you're in for a treat. When a disc is mastered, they burn the tiny little burrs into a glass master disc. The music is frozen for as long as a copy survives intact, and there's an infrastructure to get at it. Only the universe lasts forever. Now, your writing is really good. I don't know if you heard on one of the previous podcasts I did with Jim Nolan. He actually took a bit of something that you had written, and he read it because he had been moved so much by it, and it was.
Oh, man.
It was, you know, when he read it, it was like, I got chills. I was like, that's Holly. Like, I can hear Holly in those words. And
man,
it was
you
nice.
You know, Jim, his stuff, like, man, it's just, for some reason, it gave me visions of ancient astronauts and stuff. And very cosmic stuff. Man, I like this stuff.
How did you get into writing? Like, I always knew you were a writer, but I didn't know, like.
Well, I was, I don't know. I was afraid to steal. I was too old to work. I started work writing. Don't make any sense, man.
That's a good enough reason as any, man.
Yeah, I was just fooling around. That's bullshit, man.
It sounded good, though.
Thanks, man. There was some radio guy said some shit about how he, why he started riding bulls, man. Very dangerous stuff, and I can't remember what it was.
Holly J. Banks, June 3rd, 2004. A tall, dark stranger was buying drinks for the ladies. He asked me if I wanted a redheaded slut. No, thank you. I kind of like them blonde and on the conservative side. Turns out a redheaded slut is liquor, and he had courteously offered to buy me a shot. Man, was my face red. Clocks did not bring tomorrow. You do. Ciao for now.
Now, the writing is good, though, man. The writing is good. Are you writing anything now, or like I hope you're still writing.
Yeah, I'm pulling around fiction, you know. But I was inspired to write with the Mind Factor. There's no two ways about it. I really felt good. All kinds of vibes coming in. It was great, and I just wanted to put it down. What I felt.
I think it was that little time was like a unique little like capturing lightning in a bottle kind of thing, like. Everybody was vibing off each other and the energy was good and you know, the creativity was good.
Yeah. I felt it.
The people were friendly, man. It was, you know, it was good to have you in that time too.
It was beautiful, man, to me.
How did you come by us? I mean, you were friends with Chuck, like.
Yeah. Yeah. Chuck was palling around with Live Alien Broadcast, and I don't know, I just kinda like grooved on in with him, you know. Nobody rejected me. It was cool.
No, it was really cool, man. He came out and Chuck was like, dude, I know this guy. He's a writer and he wants to write some stuff. And we're like, okay, cool. And then we actually saw what you did. It was like, holy crap. Didn't you have a, man, I wish I had it. I think, didn't you write something for one of the flyers, like the early flyers we had?
Yes, yes. Yes, I can't remember it, but I've got it. It's on fire someplace.
You know, wait, hang on. You know what? I wonder. Hold on. I'll be.
Okay.
It's
cool.
Do I have it? Hang on.
I hope so. I'll give it to you.
No. Was this? Maybe it's on here. Maybe it's on this thing. I can't take it out.
How was that?
Did you write this one? The one word to describe the Mayan factor is haunting.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, listen to any song and you'll never forget it. To hear their melodies, erase lyrics is to be renewed. Together, a blend of irresistible force of inspirational creativity.
Yes.
You will not sit still.
Unique.
Yeah, you'll undergo a paradigm shift from what music was to what music is becoming, driven by passion, fueled by music, honesty, integrity, music. Look at this, man. I still have that.
Sounds like, I think it's me,
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's right.
12/22/2003, Holly J. Banks. Brian served me a tasty Guinness in a glass, not a plastic cup. I knew this evening was going to be special, and that proved it to be right here. Maybe it's because we drove around and looked at the Christmas decorations before making the scene. The evening turned out to be special, although I did not know why until the very moment I began to write this journal page. We had a death in my family recently. Maybe that accounted for how I felt. My computer crashed. Andy, the owner, the musician himself, engineered the sound. Kevin stopped Andy at the kitchen door. Andy was setting up the stage, returning with the stand-up mic. You've noticed how singers get right up on the mic, finger the mic like it was a saxophone, make love to the mic from different angles? Kevin and Andy talked for 5 minutes, and Andy talked into the mic, pantomiming song the while. It was fascinating and sad. Andy was unaware he was doing it, misses the days he performed. I was mellow in that mood, the Mayan factor put me in, melancholy yet somehow, despite all logic and experience, hopeful. That feeling of loss, regret, but of what, youth? Otherwise it sucks, and then you die. It was great seeing many of my new friends before the holidays. going to miss them. I knew this visit to the Mojo Cafe was special, but I did not know why until now. It was my last visit. The fellows have moved on to other gigs, and it looks like they'll never be at 4825 Bella Road again. If there is nothing else about Mojos, Andy's featured $2 Guinness drafts on open mic night, and Brian knows how to draw a draft. Love to all. Good luck, Mojos.
That's the way I feel, man. You guys are so, like, original. You were unique. And, like, it's freaking professional stuff, man, you know? And Ray's lyrics, too. They always got me.
It was, man, it was a good time. It really was a good time. You got a... when I was reading through this, I've got the blog pulled up over on another screen over here. Like, you have... When I'm reading through all this stuff, man, you got a really unique style, like on how you wrote. Like, is there a way that you approach doing that, or?
Well, I just wanted to describe how I felt being there. I felt good, you know. I wanted to put that down, and hopefully I did.
Dude, you did a good job. It's like poetry, man. Oh, it's weird.
Man, bless you, man.
There's like it's almost like there's a cadence to it. Like there's a rhythm to the, like the way it hit.
Well, that's how the Mayan factor made me feel. It was not hopeless.
Something Beautiful, November 19th, 2003, Holly J. Banks. God is dead, Nietzsche. Nietzsche is dead. God. Brian the bartender's brother was accompanying himself on amplified acoustic when I helped Chuck carry in the congas. Ported a Guinness draft up the tight winding stairs and watched Brian, Scott, Big Eric, and Dreadlocks Tony play the winner at pool while I enjoyed Cohiba Republica Dominica. Chuck turned all the televisions to NFL Monday Night, wall-to-wall football. Ray sat next to me on a couch wearing a floppy leather Bob Dylan hat and reading Open Mic Night at Mojo's. Bryna and a friend chilled. It's encouraging that people appreciate my work. Thanks, folks. It's disheartening to be a voice in the wilderness crying against a hurricane. It's not that I'm crying a warning. Come on to festival, I say. I just want good people to make like the Good Shepherd and get the flock out on the road. Back at the bar where the drafts are cold and delish, the multi-talented Gilmore, drummer for Monkey Dog, who also has his own band, backed himself performing his own compositions. The further from corporate control, the closer to the truth and freedom. The people are the source. The music should never drown out the lyrics, not the Gilmores did. They were right on. Art and writing are identical at the core. Both carry messages. Art is communication. A tall man from California politely took his seat and snugged his guitar into his lap. I suspected something right away. Joe was friendly. Joe is of Hindu extraction, but speaks pure Southern California patois. In his clear and well-modulated voice, unto us he spake, yea, saying, despite what they say, Satan kicks butt. Let's hear it for our Dark Lord. We cracked up. Joe sang his songs, as open mic artists mostly do. Maybe it's me here in the American twilight, but I detected influences of Buddy Holly, Bo Diddley, Roy Orbison, with much of his own. My friends, I remember long ago when winters were cold, what it was really like. No nostalgic bullshit, the truth. That terrible rock and roll, singing, dancing, having fun, hair, beer, kissing Negroes, using language, words, mind you, words. What they said about Elvis is still not fit to print. You wouldn't think someone would be capable of such contortions. You need a troop of monkeys copulating with a herd of politicians to perform such contortions. Which were the monkeys would be anybody's guess. It's always what we do, never what they do. Not their endless atrocities and brutalities, but the waltz, ragtime, that crazy art radio, comic books, the rock and roll. Never what they do. We owe them nothing. I say let the country die, but let the people live. Let us live in the freedom we deserve for having been born. And that goes for everybody. I don't think about time. You're here when you're here. I think about today, staying in tune. John Lee Hooker.
No, yeah, that's true. That's true. It'd be good to have, man. I'm looking forward to seeing Yacht sometime soon. I know.
Hey, man, I want to. I'm sorry to interrupt. I want to come out too. I'm emotional right now.
Me too. It's good to see you, Holly.
Oh,
really
bless
good.
You. Bless you. Okay, man. I want to come out, man. I want to meet Lenny, man.
He's good people. You'll love him. Like we
did.
Yeah,
man. Hey, man, the fucking guy can really sing. I love that song, man. Ascension. Yeah.
We got the rough mix of it a little while ago. I was like, oh my God, it's really good. And then Kevin sent a link today and said, wait till you hear the new mix.
That's great. That's beautiful, man. Frank Marchand working his magic.
He was good, man. And yeah. not was, is.
Let me tell you about the beautiful thing that happened. Nobody told me about this. I did not see it coming. The stage was cooling from the performers that had gone before. Tony moseyed up, adjusted the strap of his djembe, a conga-like drum, slung it over his shoulder. He tapped idle rhythms, random beats. The beats progressively taking form, not really going anywhere. The musicians drifted onto stage, partying, fooling around, getting in tune. A ride and a crash from Matt. Kevin plunked his bass. Gilmore and Gene from Monkey Dog tune up others. The number would swell to 9, diminish, swell. Ray sang. It was a full house. Joker's wild. Tony whacked his djembe with authority, and we were swept away. The fellows were off and running. Genesis. Without rehearsals, music sprung full-blown from the hearts and talent of these musicians. Bouncing peanuts, Tony calls his impromptu ephemeral ensembles. Dreadlocks flying, jumping all over the stage. It's a wonder he didn't break his hand. Musicians came and went depending on beer supply. Joe played 5-string bass, freedom jam, buttering the toast of the apocalypse, and wouldn't you just know it? We're a country of archivists. No matter what it is, it must be archived. Filmed, snapped, drawn, painted, sculpted, sung, rhapsodized, acted, talked, and or written about. From a baby's first steps to a first kiss to a cereal box on a breakfast table 50 years after. From a 3-day dead dog on a dog day road, a 6-inch white perch to an onion cellar. If it's in the universe, it's fair game. The musicians drifted off as the beer ran out. Tony put his djembe away. Here, a unique and beautiful thing happened. And not a recorder tracking sound, and not a camera to be seen. I heard the wind whistling across the plains of desolation. It was sad. Time can bring you down. Time can bend your knees. Eric Clapton.
In the blog, but you wrote something about like the Mojos quite a bit.
I really love Mojos. Beautiful split floor nightclub or whatever it was, man. That's cool, man.
It was a nice spot, man.
You know, Palomas was kind of cool, too. I mean, you guys were just starting out then. I remember, man. But it was kind of like, the thing's kind of like cool, warm. Really is how it seemed to me. But I don't know. I'm just talking.
It was fresh and new. We were feeling it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was an excitement to it. Yeah. Man, you couldn't help but be sort of.
You guys generated excitement, man. You still do.
No, I'm even looking here, man. There's this thing here. I think you wrote it. It says. Happy songs are for happy times. Imagine how ridiculous it would be to hear even one happy song with no wrong in it.
Yeah.
When you write fiction, at least two things must always be pending. I'm a terrible reader. I wish someone else could read. Right,
take your time, cool. Like, dude, cool.
It says, one can be good and one can be bad. Both can be bad. But if both are good, your story sags. Think about it. It's tragic. Yeah. Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Man, there's like a cadence to it. There's a rhythm.
Yeah.
And the writing is good.
Yeah, well.
Mind Factor are the kind of guys you see at work and wonder what they do when they get home. They cast down their shackles, stomp on their clocks, grab their instruments, and become the Mind Factor. Straight from work, Ray wore his tool belt, the tool symbolizing the Mind Factor's attitude. Work hard, play hard, and don't tell us what to do. These latter-day New Age prophets, crying the inevitable into Babylon the whore, keep us jumping to the downbeat, jumping to the fall. If there is a great spirit, and if the great spirit is good, i.e., if morality is the law binding as the laws of physics, then it can be no other way. If one ignores the laws of physics and steps off a 10-story building, the conclusion is inevitable. These religious guys got the apocalypse all wrong. It ain't bad, and those skeletal horsemen have engraved arrows for those who preach God on one hand and wave flag with the other. The response has been passionate for Ray's new Iraqi freedom. Don't you have any happy songs? Big Eric yelled. Happy songs are for happy times. Imagine how ridiculous it would be to hear even one happy song with no wrong in it. When you write fiction, at least two things must always be pending. One can be good, and one can be bad. Both can be bad. But if both are good, your story sags. Think about it. It's tragic. Crazy, huh? Reality is best served straight, no chaser. I said that. Hasta la vista, baby. The governor of California said that.
If nothing bad's going to happen, nobody gives a shit. That's the way it is, man.
I'm going to try to post, when I put the blog up here, I'm going to try to post a link to this. I don't know who this, it's this Andres Savateev. He collected, it looks like there's a bunch of writings that you did from 2003 and 2004.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know who he is, but I'm flattered.
Are you still writing?
Yeah, man. I'm fooling around with fiction, pretending to be a writer. I do that in the mornings, and in the afternoons, I pretend with my guitar to be a rock and roll star.
No way. That's what I do. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear Holly J. Banks rock and roll star.
Man, I'll tell you what, man. I don't know. I really want to perform with a band, but maybe someday. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I'll come play with you.
Thank you. Bless you, man.
Yeah.
Love you.
Man, we love you too, Holly. I'm glad to hear that you're still writing.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear you're still performing as a guitarist. Yeah. Tell you that.
It feels good. I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it again. Now, there was a time when it was kind of like, you know, I kind of got, was in a bad place and
I got a question, man.
Yeah, what's up?
How many pedal boards you got now, man?
I've just got the one space station, but you know, I've got
this big fucking thing, man. I think you had two.
Did
or three
you see
up,
it?
That's cool. Oh, that's cool. Yeah,
I've got.
I mean, I don't know how many you had. I forgot, but
I've had a bunch. Man. I had some for a time. I had this ridiculous like rack mount thing where the pedals pulled out and like. Oh, it was huge and ridiculous. Like I got it because I thought it would make things easier. It just made things heavier.
To me, that's some deep shit, man.
Well, the problem is that, like, I built this new pedal board with the idea of I don't want to compromise. I want what I want in a pedal board, and once I build it, I'm done. But I
damn right.
decided that I'm never done. You know, once I had it together, and once I had it done, I was like, oh, I need this new pedal, and I could try this new thing out. So it's like Oh, my wife makes fun of me mercilessly, but I was talking to a buddy of mine, and I said some stupid shit like, tone is not a destination. tone is a journey. And man, she heckles me to this. She's like, that is some dumb shit.
I don't know if it's dumb or shit, man. I don't want to offend Joel Lynn.
No, I tell you, there's one thing Joel Lynn is good at is keeping it real. keeping me in check. It's keeping me in check. She would be really pleased to see you again too, man. She was very fun.
I like her, man. I was always very respectful of her, man. I like her, man.
Every time I write something, I commit suicide. Ray Schuler. The real thing. Now taking court, the Mayan Factor. Upstairs in Mojo's lounge/pool room, Ray, Brian, and Kevin composed a song. And here I heard it fresh from their combined talents, like a chicken from an egg. Kevin played an acoustic 4-string bass. I did not know there was such a thing. The Mayan Factor is determined to remain real, even if they have to earn millions doing it. Their manager, Nokio, sent a PR team down from New York for a photo shoot, directed by Joanna from Flawless Complexion. She and Sam, the photojournalist, took snaps and footage throughout the set. They did not stop. They took, get this now, as many photographs as I would have taken, plus compiling a hell of a lot of video. Glamour shot, right? But keeping it real, right on down with your nitties and your gritties. Braving the serious staccato of photo flashes and cyclopean onslaught of the digital camera, Mayan Factor played barefoot, as close to the earth as you could get. Bryna cried over a song, heartfelt and sensitive. The formal photo shoot had been scheduled for inside Mojo's after the gig, but it was dim. At 30 degrees Fahrenheit and 2 a.m., we found ourselves in the parking lot across the street from the Mojo's. Drained, not having sleep the night before, and jogging early that morning, I yawned and shivered continuously. Matt was draining Patron tequila from a square bottle, and I was holding coats and caps. Joanna had the guys assume artificial and natural poses, standing like you do not stand, pretending to be happy. When guys get that close, they're usually jerking each other off. Tony provided a note of levity. He set us howling. Under the Mojo's banner stretching across the rumpled cinder block front, he mimics a used car salesman in some commercial I have not seen. Ray shouts,
"Hey, Tony, you're fucking up the photo shoot."
"Tony,
fuck a photo shoot. I ain't in it."
You can't get more real than that. I don't think, have you ever, we've got a boot, our son. I think it'd be cool to have you meet him, man. I think you'd like him. He's going to be 3 in a couple of days.
Oh, bless his little heart.
He's full of fire. He is not a guitar player, but he's definitely a drummer. Like, he could care less about my guitar, man. But, you know, I got a drum set. Tony Cellini, remember Jumpin' Peanuts at Perilous Percussion?
Yeah,
Tony. Dreadlocks, married Brian. Yeah, he's got his drum kit set up here at the house, and Boot is always like, I drum, I want to play the drums, and he comes.
You see Tony?
Yeah, all the time, man.
Shit, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Tony, I really dig that cat, man.
Yeah, Tony comes down to the house, and we jam. I got a couple of buddies that live out here on the Eastern Shore. Tony will come down, and we get together. We have jam sessions. And the Mayans came down for a practice during a jam session. We have these jam sessions where we'll make just a ton of food. Like, we'll brew up, like, make a pot of chili and a whole bunch of, like, ribs and just a ton of food and have a ton of drinks. We had these all day long jam sessions. Oh, yeah, man. Wow. It's really fun. Tony comes down and stays the night before, and we do all the prep work, and we'll go out and, like, play disc golf in the morning and come back and just jam. It's good time. It's good to have Tony still playing, man. He's a talented cat.
Visions of Joanna took pains to set up the last photograph. It was difficult. Couldn't get it right. I thought my teeth were going to chip away and fly out of my mouth. They chattered so. Ray looked over at me and spoke. The misery in his eyes made me forget my discomfort. His eyes were moist and it was cold. He said to me, "Holly J. Banks,
Holly, I feel like a whore. Ray broke my heart. Man, I ain't sensitive like Brian or Ray Ray. But it was a stab in the guts. It tore me up. I felt it. We connected pathos, wretchedness, misery. Motherfucking bayonet thrust. I know how you feel, Ray. But in a dying country, the more blatant the whore, the bigger the reward. That was the last photograph. No offense to visions of Joanna with the flawless complexion or Mr. Sam, the photojournalist man. Technically, the photographs were flawless. Joanna and Sam are pleasant and intelligent people. It's just, they ain't them. The Lab, a music review site out of York, Pennsylvania, stuck the last photograph to their site. The italics are mine. Quote, does not reflect much of the emotion in the songs and performances I associate with the band. It doesn't seem natural. Unquote. Quid pro quo, Mo. Quid pro quo.
Yeah, I like the guy, man. He's like this mathematical genius, and she's like this poetess, this beautiful poetess. And they got on together, man.
Yeah.
That's some deep shit.
Nah, they're good. We're still good friends with both of them. In fact,
good, great.
They both came out to the house not too long ago. Just so we can, you know, Joelle and I could hang out with Tony and Bronna, and we just, you know, made up food and stuff. It was cool. Do you see the tattoo I posted up? She got a tattoo. I posted it up on Facebook.
Who did?
Bryna did on her arm. It says
I want to see it.
It says Peridon. Like she got a tattoo of Peridon on her arm.
Oh,
she came out to the show in Asbury. I was like, holy crap, look at that. I thought it was really cool.
Oh, that sounds great.
It was a nice tribute to the band. It really was. You know, if as far as like stuff that you've written, if somebody wants to get something that you've written, is there a way for them to do that?
What do you mean? They can just copy it as far as I know.
No, like anything that you've written, like anything somebody could pick up like on Amazon or a book or anything like that. Like I didn't know if you had anything published or anything.
No, I've never been published.
Would you like to? Like,
oh yeah, I like to publish shit, man. I like to, yes, I would, but I don't know what to do. I mean, I've been writing now since I don't know sometime in the '60s, and maybe I just don't have the knack. Perhaps I should just face this. But I ain't gonna stop writing.
No,
that's the only hope I got.
I don't believe that. Yeah, you definitely have the knack. I mean, just reading it, there's it's really amazing stuff. Like I've read the stuff that you've written about the band, but I'm not sure I've ever written it, like read anything else that you've written. I'd be very curious to read that.
You know, wow,
I'd really like to see some of that stuff. It's like
writing for the band was easy. Man, because I just felt it, you know, I just was there and I was out suddenly with people I liked and experiencing all this like live music and all this other stuff. I was inspired to write, you know, maybe I'm just not inspired otherwise. I don't know.
What inspires you now, man?
I don't know. Smoking dope and drinking wine.
That's a good answer.
I love you, man. See you, Brian Scott.
Smoke a dope and drink a wine. It's very good to see you.
man, I want to meet you, man. I want to see all you guys again, man. I miss y'all, Kevin, man, all the rest of you, man.
It was
Danny, man.
It was a good time, wasn't it? It was a really good time.
Hey, Danny's a damn good drummer, man. He sure is.
Now, Angermeyer's good people, man.
Yeah, he is.
There's a good energy. I think there's a good vibe between all of us. Like we all kind of click.
I feel that, man. That's another thing about you guys. You always seem to go together and doing this like really unique kind of music from my way of hearing. You know, I don't know what the hell. That's just all I'm gonna say is that.
No, I think you're right. You know, I don't think there's a lot of conflict.
No.
Like musically, we get together and everybody's pretty open and they're like, well, here's an idea. And if that doesn't work, let's try something else. There's not too much ego, I don't think.
Yeah. You never watch ego with fans. I know that.
No, I think you're right. It's yeah. It feels good now with Lenny, because everybody's, you know, not to say they're cautious, because I think that's a pretty shit way to describe it, but
yeah,
everybody's like, hey, let's try this, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, let's just go with it. You know,
yeah,
oh, hey, did Chuck play you? Chuck, this is a great story, man. That Chuck didn't tell you. He Chuck was like drinking or doing something. He was.
I know he's drinking.
and he sent some funny text messages, right? He sent some funny text messages out, and then he recorded this thing, and he sends it out to everybody, like, here, check this out. And you know, I listened to it and I was like, that's really good. It's like, I really like that. You know, and he must have fallen asleep. And then the next morning, the first text message we get from Chuck is, I'm sorry about that, guys. I don't know what I was thinking. That wasn't any good. I was like, dude, what are you talking about? That's great. I love that. Did he tell you about that?
No. Well, wait a minute. Was that about your song you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he told me. I'm sorry, man. What we got, man? Yeah. He said Brian really liked that riff.
Yep. No, it's great. We got to last time we all got together at Staten Island, we got to work on it a little bit. And I think we're getting together for a practice here pretty soon. I would like to work on it again. I think that right. that jam has a lot of promise. But it was just funny, man. He was like, sorry guys. Sorry, and we were like, what are you talking about? That's great.
Just like him. He's so modest, man.
Yeah, very modest. Now, I hope to see you out again sometime soon, bud.
Yeah, I want to see you, Brian. I want to see all you guys, man. Brian and mine. That's cool.
Brian and mine. I don't know how that started. I think Ray. I don't know if Ray said that or.
Ray, thank you, man. I miss the cat.
Yeah, me too.
Me too, man. I mean, I love his lyrics. You know, I mean, they were downbeat lyrics, but they fucking kept being captured. And, you know, people wanted to dance to his music as well. This is, like, to me, amazing.
That's right.
I mean, Ray was not a happy camper.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, man. But he could pull it off. But
he inspired people. Like, there's an energy.
Inspired me.
Yeah, there's an energy to him, like a charisma.
Yeah.
The game ends. The Mayan Factor bowed to thunderous ovation. The pretty girls dancing left with their guys. The band unplugged, crowd thinned. The band was whisked to an all-night party at the Tattoo Cafe in a white stretch limo. Kevin, I've had 6 CD release parties, and this is the first time that the last thing I remembered when taking my guitar strap off was putting it on. Awaken from the nightmare, humanity dawns. The cycle nears completion, the sands run low, the twilight of despair fades as the new dispensation legs over horizon like a big fat orange beach ball sun. Until overwhelmed, many will choose to be veiled, fogged in the ignorance and arrogance of the system bankrupt and long past dead. The sheep will stagger blinded by sunspots, the revelation of justice and unchained compassion. Today, prophets, fidgety and hair coats, locust and honey-fed cry in the wilderness. Do not throw in the towel, do not surrender, cast the dice, cut the cards. Kick into the sewer your false gods, be they ever so raggy. Flush the sludge of corporate insanity and yoke mindless acceptance. Hurl into the fires of purification. Keep the faith. Time and tide pass away. The underground shall become the overhead, and humanity shall yet stand upon the ziggurat of love and cast its seed into the stars. Something wonderful had passed. An emptiness is left. What the future holds, we don't know, but let it be known far and wide, from basement to penthouse, that the Mayan Factor was among the voices in the wilderness crying. A hopeful candle lingers in the land of lullabies, where headless horsemen vanish with wild and moaning cries. Robert Hunter from Days Between.
It's almost like a rebirth. It feels, not that it feels, you know, nobody's happy that Ray, you know, Ray's not with us.
Of course not.
But it's kind of an exciting opportunity. Holly, I'd love to have you with us along with this journey again.
Bless you, man. I want to be there. I mean, before you guys gonna rehearse next, maybe I can get that in there or whatever.
Hey, even if you're not there with us, you know, in person, I think you're always gonna be with us.
Oh, so
you know,
feel it, man. You know, the way I feel, man.
That's right. I know in one of the earlier podcasts I was talking, I don't remember who I was talking about, but the Mayan Factor is bigger than just the guys in the band. The Mayan Factor is the Mayan Factor is everybody in the experience. You know, it's I mean, you're the Mayan Factor, you know, Maria, Tony.
You inspire loyalty. You've got like this really, in the manner of speaking, a worldwide presence, because, you know, people all over the many nations, like, dig you cats, man. I could see why.
Which is crazy. Holly, it's crazy to think of that. You know, it's nuts trying to wrap my brain around that.
Yeah, man, it's beautiful.
I think that I think it sort of speaks to the honesty in the music, that we were just trying to make something that people felt.
Yes. They dig it. They listen to it and they dance to it, and it's got a message. And I think, you know, Lenny's carrying on that tradition of songwriting, in my opinion, from what I've heard.
He's a good person, man. You'll like him.
Yes. Yeah, I dig
Holly, him. You're really gonna like him.
Good. I mean, I know I do. it sounds like a great cat, man.
I'm excited to hear you write again, bud. Like, I'm looking through this stuff. When I post up the podcast link, I'm gonna put a link to whoever's page this is, who's captured all this stuff.
Hey, look, if I can do something for you, man, let me know, will you?
Dude, yeah, anything, yeah, man.
Yeah, goddamn right, in the Mayan Factor, man.
Hey, dude, anything? Can I? I'm just going through this. Just
do what you got to do.
You wrote this thing about us. Okay, can I read it real quick?
Yes,
is
sir.
That okay?
It's
called "The Prophets of the Dawn of Correction."
Ah.
Says,
I'm sorry, sir. I don't remember it, but read it.
Oh, it's good. It says, Kevin Baker, the business mind. With his boss bass is both bass and boss, laying the groundwork with bottle bottom bass. The main Mayan is a rare breed, a soft spoken man with the prompt of command in his voice. When Kevin asks somebody to do something in his amiable, soft spoken way, people do it. To do otherwise might hurt his feelings. Low key, high power. Man,
yeah,
that's
goddamn right.
That's great. You know, it captures
Kevin, man. The way I saw the cat, man. The way I still see.
I like to, you know, you write something in here about everybody, and then you get to the bottom of it, and it says sometimes 1 + 1 = 2+. Holly, this is really good stuff.
Man, it was my pleasure.
I'm happy that we were able to inspire you to write, man.
Brian, thank you. I was happy to be around you people, and I still am.
I hope that you keep writing for a lot of years.
Thank you, sir. I hope you keep producing music for a lot of years.
Yeah, me too. Uh-oh, I don't know if you can hear him, Boots yelling.
who's Boots?
No, Boot. My son. It's my son's nickname. We call it.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good, man. His name's Henry, but somehow he got it. It's funny. He got nicknamed Boot, and it stuck. he's crazy. Hey,
man, my blessings to Boot.
Hey, Boot, come here. Hang on, let's see if we can come in here. You can see him.
The little guy?
Hey, Boot, come here. Come say hello. Uh-oh. Come here.
Hello, buddy. Let me see you.
Hi, Dada.
That's not Dada.
Hello.
That's Holly.
Hi,
say hi, Holly.
Bless you, Lord.
Can you wave?
Love you.
Hi.
Hi, little guy.
Hi, Holly.
Love you. Oh, you're cool. You're cool. He's got blonde hair.
He's got blonde hair like Joellen.
Bless him.
He's fired up. Can you say bye-bye?
Bye.
Bye, Holly.
Bye. Bye, little buddy.
There you go,
I
man.
Love this. This is great. Fucking shit, man.
He's awesome.
He is. Damn right, man. How many kids you got now, man?
Just boot for right now, but we're working on number two.
Working on it.
Yeah, I like the working on it part. I wasn't necessarily sold on two kids, you know, Joellen. For having kids at the time, I was sort of, you know, I could take it or leave it. If I have a kid, great. If I don't, I'm not really that pressed. And now that we have him, I'm like, I can't imagine not having him. But
hey, I remember your honeymoon, the things you told me, man.
Oh.
And somebody stole your laptop with all your plans on it. Do you remember that?
No,
shit?
Yeah, man, that's right. They stole it over there at Fletcher's. We were at Fletcher's where they stole it. That's right.
God damn it, mad about it.
Yeah,
and bunch of cocksuckers.
And then they tried to sell it back to me. Do you remember that? They tried.
Yes, really? No.
Yeah. That part, man. Yeah. What happened? One of the guys who worked there allegedly, like, bought it from somebody off the street. And it turned out I had a friend there who recognized it and said, hey, that's Brian's stolen computer. No, so they're like, oh, yeah. So they told me to, you know, I got a call. Hey, come get it. So I show up to get it, and it's some new password's been put on it. I was like, I can't get on it. And the guy was like, so, yeah, the guy who found it or bought it, he had to pay for it, and he's out this money. So he's hoping that you can give him the money for it, and, you know, and they can help you get the password off. I was like, screw you. You're trying to steal money from me. You know, you stole my computer.
I hope he burns in hell. Yeah. That's where he belongs, man. Fuck him. You went to the Bahamas, was it? And you had the,
no, it was we went to St. Lucia. Yeah, the Bahamas, pretty much. Yeah,
and you had this, like, this bar. They restocked it every night or some shit. The bar fairy come in.
The beer fairy.
I mean, you told me about. Oh, that's great, man.
That's right. There was liquor bottles on the wall. Right there.
What a great place.
Like the refrigerator was stocked with beers, and I take beers out, and then we go out, man, for the day. And when you came back, your fridge was just magically restocked with beers.
Man, that's freaking great.
It was. Holly was awesome.
Oh, it's beautiful, man. I remember I took a lot of notes, man. I don't know how many of I used. And fuck, you told me, man. That was great, man.
It was awesome. Bro, we had like
talent is a resource. Corporations do a talent what they do with the ecology. They rape the ecology and return nothing spiritual. Spiritual values as opposed to religious values. Religions are not about spirituality. Religions are about the acquisition and use of power. Using what they take for ill to gratify artificial desires like a flash in the pan. Corporations do likewise with talent. They take without nobility or scruples. Despite their hype, their purpose of a corporation is to make those that own it richer. Corporations exist to exist without love for people or regard for the sacredness of life. People are their fodder, the earth their toilet. Entertainment corporations take our money and our talent, and pushing everybody else aside, give us oral swill and naked asses. The giants of the recording industry provide neither opportunity for original artists nor choices.
I had this, it was a custom-made Paul Reed Smith guitar. It was like an employee model guitar that I had bought.
Paul Reed Smith, man.
Yeah, and I had that guitar, and in my mind, it was like, I have everything in a guitar that I ever wanted. And when I finally got it, I was terrified to play it. I took it to one show, and I was like, I can't set it down. What if somebody takes it? What if somebody walks off with it? So it was this amazing guitar that I couldn't do anything with because it was
terrible. No, it was amazing twice over. Yeah. Because you felt that way.
Yeah. You're
a real musician.
I ended up selling it because, you know, it paid for my honeymoon. Like that one guitar paid for the entire honeymoon.
Man. Wow. That's a great story.
Yeah. My other PRS ended up, the neck broke off.
You had
of
two
it.
Of them?
Well, yeah. Well, the one PRS I played for a lot of years with the Maya Factor, and I was at Brian Hugan's house doing some recording stuff with him, and I was just banging on it, and neck krong, like mid song, oh, you can hear it, and psh, neck just busted right off.
Do you think it was your fault? Do you think the guitar should have held up better?
No, I abused that thing like a. I played it hard, you know.
Yeah, Paul Reed Smith, I have great respect, you know.
They make good guitars. Excited to keep writing. I'm really excited to see what people think of these new songs we're putting together.
Yeah. Y'all you guys writing them together or just Lenny?
No, it's a pretty collaborative process so far. Yeah. You know, somebody will bring like, hey, here's a riff or here's an idea, but it's like everybody's writing. Yeah, everybody's coming together. Now, like, I think lyrics, Lenny's writing a lot of them, but he's saying, hey, here's an idea. What do you guys think? So it's pretty collaborative right now. We had, we were able to like record stuff and send it back and forth to each other and then work on bits and pieces. But it really didn't really solidify till we got to Frank's. Like, we had an idea of what it was going to be. But once we actually got to Frank's place and started playing, and Frank was like, oh, okay, well, I hear it now. Here's where we're going with it.
In it, like ascensions, man. It seems to be made out of a lot of different parts, but it blends together in a beautiful cooking song.
Holly, it's been a crazy journey. This last year with revisiting the Mayan Fact, when Dan first called me and said, hey, I got this guy, you know, he wants to sing the songs, I was like, yeah, whatever. You know, because I figured, you know, it's I'll get together with these guys and we'll play them, and you know, it'll be great to see everybody again. And I really didn't put that much stock into it. But man, I drove out to Baltimore, got together with the guys. Lenny showed up. He had the songs together, and we played them. And I was like, man, this is magic.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, like
that's beautiful, man.
Like everybody felt it. Like it was, like, you could tell everybody felt the vibe. And you know, and I think the first song we played was Warflower. Like Lenny showed up, and said, "What are we gonna play?" And Dan said, "Warflower." And it was like, like Trial by Fire, and we played it.
Man.
And like for a minute, like. Just for a little bit, right after we finished the song, it was just kind of silence. Like everybody was just kind of drinking it in. Like to me,
Warflower is a difficult song, man. It takes a lot of emotion, man. That guy brought it off, and you were impressed. You guys were impressed.
It was good. It was really good. And it's been that way. Like as soon as it was that one moment where all we knew was just that spark, that one to start the flame again. Things started burning.
And it's just,
man, it's just been, it feels like it's been burning bright ever since, man. It's been good.
Beautiful. I'm going to be there for some of that.
You will be.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, Holly, you will be.
I want to hear these new other ones that you guys got, you know? I want to meet Lenny.
You're going to like it.
I'm Will. You know that.
Holly, it's been good talking to you, bud. Thanks for agreeing to do this podcast with me.
Oh man, hey, I'm flattered you should want to talk to me, man.
Wow. No, no,
that's the truth, man.
Holly, the honor's all ours. Trust me when I say that. The honor is all
ours. It's mine, man. I'm keeping it to myself, man. I was honored.
Yeah, we are all better for knowing you. We really are.
Bless you, man. Hey, the great spirit bless the mind, Tyka.
I'll go with that, but I'm going to go ahead and post up a link of some of this writing, and I hope people who listen to the podcast go and read it, because it's something really great. It really is. It's something really great.
I felt really good. I feel like really emotionally, like, enhanced talking to you, man. I don't know what the words are.
Sometimes you don't need them.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I guarantee you this, though. If you took a pen and you wanted to put those words on paper, they come out like poetry.
Thank you, sir. Love you, Brian.
Man, we love you too, Holly. Hey, anything else you want to add before I go ahead and wrap up the podcast?
I just want you cats to look out for yourselves, man. You got to go on.
Yeah, we will. Hey, tell Chuck I said thanks.
Thanks, Tucky. You got it, buddy.
Take care, Holly. We love you.
Love you.
Their music wells from the wellspring of their soul.
The old medicine is dead with its spring.
The last tricks have been tried, the last tapestry of their lives woven.
The system is corrupt.
The system is bankrupt.
We await the wall to fall.
Turn your ears for the new dispensation.
Turn your hearts
to the grave.
Turn your hearts
to the grave.
Turn your hearts to the mind factor.